Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
Man, if you missed our earlier programs, you got to be able to catch them. We're four programs back-to-back. We're on the Gulf Coast, you know, Monday through Friday, 5:30 p.m. Catch us there, CTN Television. We're across the nation, and just it's amazing what's going on. We love to hear from you. We love to hear from you. And don't forget, it's our partners, those that partner with us prayerfully and financially each month. They give financially each month, and those sponsors, the businesses who stand up and just say, you know, even the individuals say, listen, I want to be a sponsor. You know, I'm not going to sit back and complain anymore about the darkness. I'm not going to scream anymore at darkness. Mm-hmm. I'm going to begin to shine my light. I'm going to join VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, and I am going to, that's where I'm going to put some of my money that I let people know that I'm for God and country in that order, and I'm for Israel. By simply just saying, you know what, I advertise other places, I'll just sponsor that program.
That's right.
And thank you to our sponsors, such as Mark Downey and the Downey team, Mark Downey Associates. Think about it. Every single day, everybody knows, if you need a realtor, that's the one. Every single day, they see Mark Downey stands for God and country and Israel, mm-hmm. without a doubt. You can see that.
That's right.
You think of Auntie's Barbecue and all the different sponsors that are standing, you know, Horse Riders and all the different ones.
That's right.
Horse
you
Riders
scrub
of Pensacola.
A pup.
You scrub a pup over there in the Emerald Coast in Fort Walton.
That's right.
You got up in New Jersey. You got
Yolanda's Casino Cubana.
Yes.
You have them all over the place. You have the $50 eye guy for all your recs and specs and needs. These are folks who have been standing with us for a very long time.
Yeah, Mark Tegenkamp. And understand, listen, we have limited space. You need to stand up now on this side of it. You've been screaming at darkness. Now it's time to shine the light. And that's what we do at VFN TV and Daily Radio Program. It's just we keep the conversation light, meaning that Jesus commanded us to be the light of the world. So we just kind of seek God's perspective. We look at reality. We talk about reality. And we even seek, you know, God, what are you saying about this? And we do our best to be able to share what we feel he's sharing to us. But I believe, and we hear over and over again, and we're encouraged ourselves when we hear VFN TV, hear VFN radio and VFN TV. But understand that the whole nation can be encouraged. Imagine that. The whole nation. We were sitting with David Mayo with WHBR Television, and we're talking about when they invited us in, they said, listen, you know, for that area, they said, listen, we need a trumpet, right?
That's right.
We need a trumpet. Ian Skelly and David Mayo and John Luverin said, we need a trumpet, a prophetic trumpet, over this region. It was the region down there. It's the Gulf Coast, and Gulf Coast between Mississippi and Destin, and all that area, I guess, 1.4 million folks. And what he said very specifically says, this is a national program, is what he said. He's like, yeah, that's exactly it. And then he said some couple key words that I can't even really share right now, but knowing that be a part now. This is the thing is, you know, what makes what is that investor's name that is known for making great investments, and he has a large portfolio?
Warren Buffett.
Yeah, Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett's able to see and study and know and kind of project what's going to happen in the future. Well, let me tell you, what God is sharing with us, you want to be known before the throne room of God that programs like ours and others who are standing up for God, you want to be on that side of it. Because this, no matter what happens, God's going to say, you stood up. And this is what he says, too. He says, if you know, and so many people know, John, so many people know because they say, that's exactly right. I know that's exactly right. But they're not telling anybody. But if you partner with VFN TV and the Data Radio Program, if you take your business shingle and say, listen, I want to sponsor this and I want everybody to know, everybody and all my customer base and all those aren't even my customer base, I want them to know that I stand for God and country and Israel.
Yeah, and Greg, that's so important because right now, especially with the way the economy is, many people are value shoppers. You know, when people are vote every single day with their pocketbook and how they spend their dollars, and if there are 10 places, 20 places to buy a cup of coffee, you want to buy the cup of coffee from the person who's supporting the values that are important to you. And there's so many people that are saying, you know what, I'm going to bypass five shops to go to this one shop to get a cup of coffee because they're supporting the things that are important to me. And I'll tell you what, as we're hearing great reports from sponsors and underwriters all over the country, really, you definitely want to support. You definitely want to be a part because they're going to come visit you.
Yeah, and there's a limited space available, so we want, you know, get on. Get on and be a part of this ride because it's gonna be a quick ride. And we're excited about it, and we're thankful to each of our sponsors and partners who have stood with us faithfully. And we want to tell everybody about your business, but right now you haven't told us or talked to us, so we can't even mention you because we don't even know you exist, that that's your heart yet. But when you tell us it's your heart, that you do want to stand up for God and country and Israel, God and country in that order, guess what? We're going to let the world know because we're standing together. And he says, if any two agree, right? But that's like I was saying earlier, that, you know, a lot of people know what's going on. You know, when I was prophesying the county commission meeting that time and down in Pensacola, that I was watching the audience. I got a chance to go back and watch the video and watch the audience. And the audience were looking at each other going, yeah, that's right. That's right. But you know what? This is what the Word of God says. If you know what's right, if you know what's going on and God has told you, and you're not warning anybody, you're not telling anybody, he said that their blood, if something happens to someone, their blood would be on your hands. But if you tell them, they may repent. And if they repent, then nothing's going to happen to them. They'll be protected. They'll be saved. But one way you can fulfill that mandate is to partner and sponsor. Because you're telling everybody, you're telling the world 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on television, on radio, on social media, on podcasting, on the torch, on the VFN torch, the torch letter. I mean, so many different ways. I mean, you're actually doing what God says. Yes, I want to tell them. I want to warn them so that possibly the Lord will hear. He'll turn and he'll change his plans for this nation and say, once again, she turned back to me. And I will use America, and I will allow her to be free. And knowing that you stood, that's just amazing. So I just want to say thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to our partners. Both of you are so very, very important who stand with us. If you're interested in doing that today, you know, go to VFNTV.com, VFNTV.com, and click on partners and sponsors. You can see it right there, right in the crux of the page. I believe it's there. You can see it. And also for our sponsors, when you do that, you know, make sure you communicate with John. You know, John loves working with our sponsors. And one thing the Lord told me very specifically about the businesses, you've been under attack. I mean, everything's been coming against you. You're trying to keep your head above water. I mean, it's like every regulation, even you have several things hitting you from every angle. One is you have the tax. The other is you have the regulations hitting you every day. You got, you know, new stuff coming in that you have to be able to meet this criteria or meet that criteria, which you know, all you really know how to do is how to make your widgets, you know, how to build your product. All you know what to do is cook your meals or whatever, your service. But now you're having to be some lawyer almost to figure out how to run your business. And so many people are having to hire CPAs and just to figure out, and they don't even really know the full thing yet because so many things are changing. In addition, you're having to hire from a group of folks who don't even want to work. You know, I've talked to employers that are saying, you know, I went down to the unemployment office and told them, send me people. I will actually hire folks that you send to me. And they said, we cannot send you anybody. And then he said, they told him, listen, but we know an area near where you are at that they have people that I believe they have their green card that they'll want to work for you. We have all these unemployed people that didn't want to work. And have, here you're trying to run your business. And I talked to another business owner that, you know, that they're having all this infighting amongst the employees because they don't understand it's not their business. It's the owner's business.
That's right.
And they're not understanding they hired you and it's their
Which
vision.
Means they can also fire you.
Right.
And so they have all these struggles going on at the same time while they have the customer going, give me my this, you know, give me my mill, give me my products, give me build my house, you know, fix my this. And so you have all that tensions only because you decided to be able to say, you know what? I want to be able to provide a service or a need for people. And that's how I want to make my living. It's called a businessman, a businesswoman. And God showed me specifically when we launched into television now, that's why it's so important for you to consider becoming a sponsor for VFN television as we broadcast and let people know that you are, it is because God's going to bless your business. I mean, he showed me very specifically, if you apply the word over your business and you let people know that you're standing up for God, it's God that brings you customers. Mm-hmm. It's God that kind of gets you through all those regulations. He's him that leads you to the right CPA who's going to care about your business and read all the small print, you know, and get you through all the tax regulations that are increasing, that gets you through the new healthcare situation. You got to figure out how to do that. God will give you wisdom on how to deal with employees who are infighting and build, give you vision and value-based vision over your employees to be. I mean, he just showed me. Mm. He will just speak over your business. And I believe what he's going to even give through VFN TV and VFN Radio, he's going to speak that over your business. You just want to turn it on, you know, and let it play with all your employees. Let them hear 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Turn on the television. I know when you were over in Fort Walton talking to, they were watching it right there on their television. And it will change. It will change it'll change your business. And I know this. I know this is one of the reasons why that's happening the way it's happening. So I just want to encourage you. It's not just, hey, you know, we need sponsors. That ain't that. It's not it. When God launched this, this is truly a network that God is building through your sponsorship and the partner's gifts. But he's doing it. And if he decided he didn't want to do it anymore, it's totally fine with us, whatever he wants to do. But he wants to do it. And he told us the future. And he said, if you do it, he's showing me that he'll bless your business. And if you just know my DNA and how, I love to see successful business. Yeah. I love to see, we just love that.
We do it all the time.
We've done it for years. Yeah. We want to see you successful because see, if you're successful as a Christian business owner, a person who loves God and loves the country, understand this, you're going to employ people. You're going to give them jobs.
That's right.
You know, your
vision.
Which is
a high value for us too. We love to see people to get, find employment. If we can match the both, that'd be wonderful.
Yes. And then top it off. And then we want to be able to help your employees be good, faithful employees to your vision and your company and your business. Somebody says, you know, well, I'm spirit led. It says, well, I'm a little concerned. Don't worry about your spirits. Your flesh is touching my stuff,
right?
That's right.
And so we want to be able to help people understand that if you will follow the man or woman who owns this business, who has the vision of this business, and submit to them, like Ephesians 6 says in their leadership, as long as he's within, you know, godly, then God's going to bless you.
Mm-hmm.
He will bless you and bless the business. And there's nobody that your business owner wants to bless more than somebody who quits arguing with everything, who shows up early, leaves a little bit late to make sure everything's taken care of, who don't worry about what other employees think about them and says, you know what, I want to know your vision. Why did you get in this business? Why did you get in this business? Tell me about your story. Where do you see your business in 5 years? I want to help you get there. Guess what? You're going to have a happy, happy boss. And your future is going to be really good because they see you in their future. If you want to sponsor, if you want to become a partner, do it today. Go to VFNTV.com and click on sponsor or partner.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Have you noticed that some people just are reluctant to talk about their feelings? With Focus on the Family Minute, I'm John Fuller, and Dennis Swanberg has a rather humorous story about his dad.
And you know, my dad's the type, I'll say, Dad, I love you. And when I say that, he would go, well, we never had to bail you out of jail. Well, Daddy, I love you. You've meant so much to me all my life. I love you, what you've done for me, how you've provided for me. And Dad, I don't know how to say it, but just, I love you. And he went, have you changed your all lately?
No one ever gets tired of hearing the words, I love you, even if they can't seem to say them back. So take the time today to call, text, or email those words to someone special, especially your mom or dad. You'll hear Dennis Swanberg's entire message today at FocusOnTheFamily.com/radio.
But I just want to encourage you, if you have not yet found a body of believers, a gathering of ones that are hearing from the Lord and desiring to position ourselves before God for this day, for this season, let me tell you, if you happen to be in the Gulf Coast region, you need to begin to come and seek out Vine Fellowship Network, this dream center that's being developed, an apostolic center to be able to be one of the foundational parts
of the many parts that are in America to be able to turn the nation around. But if you can't, if you're not close geographically, you need to begin to join us virtually and join with all the virtual members that are joining us and listening and staying in tune, because we can stay together. So many different ways to connect today through VFN TV, VFN Radio, and every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. on VFN Radio, a live broadcast from a prophetic word that's coming out that moment in time from the VFN Dream Center. You need to catch it, be a part of what's going on. There's hope, but you got to get under a message of hope. You got to understand your part. When I read about Dr. Carson's book in America the Beautiful, that the consistent theme throughout his book, which is really good, but you got to get it. I didn't read it for a long time because I'm thinking, okay, it's going to talk about it, spacious skies, purple seas, and mm-hmm. purple mountains and majesty. And it had nothing to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
And but one consistent theme, other than, of course, God throughout the book, is sacrifice, personal sacrifice. And if you want to be a part, if you want to be a part of the kingdom of God, a part, a player in the kingdom, if you want to quit being a spectator, if you're ready to get involved and be a doer of the word, not just a hearer, not an itching ear dictator demanding from others what you want to hear, but somebody who says, I want to hear from God and I want to be a doer of the word and blessing all that I do. Listen, Vine Fellowship Network, the VFN Dream Center is for you. You can find out more at vinefellowshipnetwork.org. Vinefellowshipnetwork.org.
You know, there's something about when you first get saved that the first thing that most people think about is like, there's nobody like me. Oh. And you're very thankful, you're grateful that God has forgiven you, but you're not sharing with anybody because you look at everybody else and you think, well, obviously all these folks are walking on water.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they talk about these, like, these books. They got the books memorized, you know. They got like this book of Malachi and, you know, Matthew and Jonathan, you know, whatever they are. And so, you know, they're just like, oh, my goodness. And the greatest thing that we can do for each other is to tell them our story.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
To let them know, you know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. People get hope when they find out you needed Jesus too.
That's right.
They get hope when they find out you're a sinner too, saved by grace, that God reached down in the depths of hell
mm-hmm.
and darkness and just great calamity and all your attempts to find yourself. And he introduced his Father through himself to you when you got saved.
Mm-hmm.
Sharing your story. Everybody's got a story.
That's right.
And we share a few of them. We share a few of them with you at meetmyfather.org. Well, listen, the whole purpose of Jesus' ministry was to make the Father known. That's our purpose. And our ministry is to make the Father known to you through his Son, Jesus Christ. Listen, get to know God through his awesome, awesome Son, Jesus Christ. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet my Father. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I am Greg Lancaster. We were just talking about so many different things during the break time. I was listening again, if you haven't, we'll make it available to you today on the VFN Torch, to Pat Robinson giving an annual word, how he always gives an mm-hmm. annual word. He talks about in this word, which I believe too, this is going to be the greatest. It's going to begin a great time for the church, you know, and the church. You just find it's like, oh, I thought that was the church. But, you know, the church that who loves Jesus and wants to see the kingdom advance. Mm-hmm. And so in the context of that, it's going to be the best year, and it's going to be this is what we're seeing amongst us, and what we believe, and I believe, is going to be on a mass scale where, you know, children are being used by God, mm-hmm. you know, men and women. There's not just some big, huge name person coming in and saying, you know, so-and-so is coming.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
The Lord showed it to me.
Yes. 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 Yeah. Yes. Where children, you know.
Yeah, youth were being used. They came up and shared just a little bit briefly, start laying hands, and the power of God alone was mowing people back like you wouldn't believe, just rows and rows and rows and rows.
Yeah, and we're seeing that. We're seeing that, and just in the last couple gatherings at the Dream Center, we're seeing how God's just drawing young folks to Himself and the power of God. God's just, as one young man said, you know, Isaiah, he said that Jesus just trapped me by His presence. I was trapped by His presence. Mm. And the next Sunday, this young man now with the power of God is pacing back and forth during the prayer time prior to that gathering and just praying, an anointed prayer of God. And it's because he has the power of God.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just powerful. And that's the future. That's what happened at Azusa Street was young folks. That's why we got the testimonies, as you heard on an earlier program, and hopefully that's available to you, that the people were so young in Azusa Street, there were still people around to interview because they were like 16, 15, 17 years old during Azusa Street, which I want to tell you, if you're listening right now and you're young, get excited, because it's normally people that are so fixed in their way and they don't believe that God can move again or has to move this way versus like, God, what are you doing? I'm going to dive in, you know, find out what God is doing and just dive in and give your life to what He's doing. And that's what they did at Azusa Street. But in addition to all this, you know, one thing that Pat Robinson talked about and for the year of 2014 was that he felt like the Lord has shown him that there's going to be a real economic crisis in the world, and China's going to be the one that, because their economy is so fragile. If I had it up, I would actually let you hear it, but you can hear it because it's good stuff. It's also that the economy's fragile, and they're so fragile. Their economy's fragile. We always talk about our own, but we don't think about others. Mm-hmm. But they purchased a lot of the stuff, the goods, the building materials, and all those different things, concrete, sheetrock, and wood. And so if all of a sudden their economy begins to shake, it's going to be like a domino-type situation or something of that nature. Well, understand the big reason why is because we didn't do what we had to do to come out of what we had to do. As we heard in an earlier program, Rick Joyner with Morningstar Ministries talk about, you know, our greed and our just refusal to do what we have to do.
Mm-hmm.
But the true debt, because nobody's telling you what the true debt is. But I want you to hear this. I want you to hear what Rick Joyner, and if you understand Rick Joyner, if you don't, I mean, he might not be easy to understand, but just to understand who's around him. And he has people that are in government speaking to him continually about the reality of what's going on. And he's talking about the IMF, the International Monetary Fund. And these are the folks that actually has, you know, with the dollar. Mm-hmm.
The real deal. They know what's going on.
And so they come up with a value. You got to hear this, because he's talking to the real debt of America. It's so big. There's going to be a reboot happen. Mm-hmm. And that's why we played the earlier segment about martial law, because when the economy's rebooting, $200 trillion, and they're still printing, John.
Mm.
They're still printing. It's like, they should let us print some, you know, while it's good. Anyway, matter of fact, listen right now. I want you to hear Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries talk about $200 trillion in American debt.
Okay. But they're also, he called them hypocrites who didn't know the signs of the times. Couldn't read the signs of the times. The mark of the beast is an economic mark. And the economy is going to be the ultimate issue. And understand the economy. Understand God's economy, His way, learning to deal with whatever He entrusts with us is fundamental. He even said, I can't trust you with the real wealth, the spiritual riches, if you don't learn how to handle this unrighteous mammon. You got to get this right. So we need to do it. We also need, you know, I don't know if you saw what came out just last week. I went back and read it, found the source. The International Monetary Fund determined that the real debt of the U.S. is not $15 trillion, not $16 trillion. And those who really knew or who were the most astute have been saying for years, no, it's really closer to $65 or $70 trillion. The International Monetary Fund said no. They did all these long studies, computation, said it's over $200 trillion, the U.S. debt. Their estimation, you could tax everybody in America 100% from now on, not begin to pay for our debt.
Think about that. You can tax me and you, everybody in America, 100%. In other words, we're in slavery. Everything we earn goes to the debt, and it could never be paid off.
Wow. Wow.
Which I think, you know, I always go, that's cute. What's cute? The fact that nobody's paying attention. They're just going back to mm-hmm. work and they're buying their next, you know, whatever.
Whatever.
And it's like, you're not going to be able to make payments on that. It's right. not, you know, at some point you better put some beans away. I mean, something.
Debt prison, you know.
You know, and, yeah. and $200 trillion Americans' debt. And what Pat Robinson was predicting in the context of that, and he says, you know, we'll walk this out and we'll see if it happens or not, because we all know in part and prophesy in part. But the fact is that China, because you don't think of China as fragile, but it is. It's very fragile. And if they crash, and I think they have like 10% of our debt, something of that nature, that you're going to see this domino effect. The problem is, too, you're looking at people like George Soros and others that are structuring the easing down the European Union. I mean, they're literally, you know, hegemony. They're looking to rule the world. Men are still looking to rule the world. And we're thinking about our next cable package. You know, I don't know if I want to expand my cable package of distraction or, you know, I just don't know. You know, and it's like, come on, we have to wake up. These guys are serious. They really want to be able to. And this guy, George Soros, which is the financial chairman for the Presidential Research, from what I understand, Council or whatever, Financial Council for President Bill Clinton's wife, Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton. She's former Secretary of State. And also been mentored by Alinsky, Saul Alinsky. As a matter of fact, hopefully there's some related links to that. She has a term paper that is still under lock and key. A term paper. I wish some of my stuff was under lock and key. That it's about, you know, Alinsky and the methodologies of how to do that, which is a book that's dedicated to Lucifer, by the way. And she might not be dedicated. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying the book that her mentor wrote dedicated that book to Lucifer, who did his tactics the first time. And they're trying to organize the world. They really are trying to do it. I mean, think about it. If that's your goal, if you think you know how to be able to organize, do things better, and you think this is the issue, and all we got to do is do away with the Constitution and God, you know, that's basically what they're doing. It's like, my goodness, we have to wake up. 200 trillion. What does that mean? We're coming to the end of the economy, the present economy that we know. He said very specifically, the mark of the beast is an economic mark. We have to learn how to handle this unrighteous mammon, the money that we deal with on an everyday basis. And this is what Jesus said. Use it to win friends. So when it's gone, at least they would invite you into their household.
Hello.
Right. You know what I'm saying? At least they invite you. But if you don't even share with anyone, if you don't help anyone out, you're not going to have no friends. So, you know, win friends. Go out and we'll help people in times of need. Honor God with his tithes and offerings and realize the present day economy that you're seeing right now, whatever things you actually own, that will be yours. If you have printed documentation that it's yours and you can prove that it's yours, if they don't kick in martial law and take it from you, that's what you'll be left with. So I just encourage you, be as gentle as doves, as wise as serpents, and win friends with that which God has entrusted to you.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them at VFNTV.com. Visit our sponsors today. We have all their contact information, their phone numbers, their web addresses. They're ready to hear from you. Visit our sponsors and partners at VFNTV.com. Become a partner today. It's you partnering with us, giving and sowing financially, that makes this all possible. VFNTV.com.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to be able to tell you, if you haven't yet heard, that you can go to VFNTV.com and sign up for our newsletter. It's called The Torch. As a matter of fact, you're probably seeing it on your screen right now. You go right to the front page of the VFN Torch, and you click on, you see in the upper right-hand corner, you click on sign up for the newsletter, and there it is. You can sign up. You see the flame burning right there. Fill out your information here, push submit, and boom, every single week you will receive you will receive a newsletter with that week's program sliced up. Think about it, sliced up segments that, you know, whatever segments to you. I want to make sure you do that because we work extra hard to make sure that you can get it ever how you need to be able to get it. And because you gotta have, you gotta, listen, if only 9% in 2009 had a biblical worldview, in other words, they had a light, L-I-G-H-T, perspective of the world, it's a lot less than that now.
Mm-hmm.
And with hearing the light of God's, you know, it's not enough to know the news, you need to know what to do with the news you know. To have that light perspective of what's going on, it's going to help you have a biblical worldview of your decision making, of why you're going to get married, or why you're going to need to stay married, or why you need to have family, or why you need to pay taxes, why you need to function. I mean, we got to move past that. And one thing we can do that is by signing up for the Torch and getting it sent to you every single week. Every single week. And in that, it has the offers and things that are going on as well.
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light. Host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. I want to welcome our Christian television network audience around the nation and around the world and our weekly television audience on the Gulf Coast, Monday through Friday, 5:30 p.m. Seeing you there on television. We're glad to be able to meet with you in your living rooms after a hard day's work to be able to encourage you and give you a light perspective of, you know, what's going on. Join me, of course, is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
Don't forget, you can hear us on the radio while you're at work. You can go to VFNTV.com and find out, you know, where, how you can listen to us. But right there during your workstation, you can just turn it down low and just have this light conversation and just like, oh, that's normal. Yes, that's encouraging.
Right.
Oh, the testimonies. And even though you're, when you start hearing, you know, that God does nothing unless he reveals it to his folks first. And so you'll start hearing. You know, we try to give a corporate voice to, you know, what's being heard, and then a perspective, what does God want us to do? And when you look at the book of Revelation, which is a revelation of Christ and Christ, Jesus Christ being revealed, that one specific thing that's said over and over again, you know, hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And what happens is that this is some tough times in that revelation, you know, when the last trumpet sounds is when Thessalonians writes about, you know, Paul's writing, I believe, to the church of Thessalonica and Thessalonians, and he says, you know, the Lord's going to come back at the last trumpet sound. Well, you know, people say, we don't know, only, you know, even the Lord doesn't even know. In Acts chapter 1, Jesus is saying, listen, you know, I don't know that. The Father knows his time, he's pointed. But they do say that he comes back at the last trumpet. For all the people who say, hey, you know, Revelation is not going to happen to anybody in the church. Well, the last trumpet happens after seven seals and six trumpets.
Mm.
There's seven trumpets, right?
Well, yeah.
And the last trumpet is right before the bowls of judgment, right? The bowls of wrath being poured out.
Mm-hmm.
That means, yeah?
Yes.
They couldn't hear you on radio. He was shaking his head. Yes. Yeah, for our television audience knew that, but that was John shaking
his head.
I
heard the marbles rolling around.
It was kind of a non-committal thing. Was it a bowl or a saucer? I wasn't really sure. But when you think about this, that those who study the book of Revelation, who was revealed to John, you know, at the Isle of Patmos, right? The one who was closest to the Lord got the revelation of his coming. And John the disciple, and the apostle, was pretty major. I mean, pretty major when you're thinking about what's happening with the revelation of Christ. And what he says specifically, you know, but even though these things are going to go on, I'm going to give you a strategy. I'm going to talk to you. You're going to commune with me. He says, apart from abiding in me,
you can do nothing. But if you abide with me, and if you don't know how to abide, we have a simple plan for you at iabide.org. Get that plan and begin to hang out with God and learn how to hear his voice. And he wants to talk to you. It's iabide.org. Request your free plan today. But know this, that the secret to survival is not the next survival book. It's hearing the one who's in total control, mm-hmm. you know, Jesus. And he says, you know, hear what my spirit says to the church. And he speaks to you. I mean, that's how we're actually talking. The Lord is giving us what we feel he wants us to say. I mean, we don't have that. I mean, this is God. And so when these things begin to happen, he says, cheer up. You know, I've overcome the world. Don't worry about that. He says, these things must happen. They've got to come to pass. We've talked about in the previous program. But he begins to talk about, you know, to the seven churches. The first thing, judgment begins in the house of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so he begins to talk about seven churches. A lot of people will say, well, those are seven churches that happened historically. That, you know, those churches were in Turkey, by the way, the ones that they're listed there. And what you're hearing about in your news quite a bit. But the reality is, if you see what they were struggling with, I think it applies to the church at large.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's basically no doubt. Seven different sure. issues or non-issues that was going on. And God, and Jesus sharing with us through John the Apostle, his heart towards that. So you can we can hear, since he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, so when we hear him communicate to the church of Ephesus, we can understand he didn't change. If that was a present-day church, the church of Ephesus, which it was, understand, since he's the same Jesus that he always was and God hasn't changed, then he feels the very same way about that today, which he talks about leaving our first love. It's like, oh, that was them. You know, you can leave your first love today. You know, we're Americans. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, it's the same thing. And the church of Thyatira talking about, you know, this false prophets and all these things coming in, misleading God's folks. Even though you're working hard, you got false prophets you're following that are leading you to all kinds of stuff. And so the first thing happens when you look at the book of Revelation, he's dealing with us, the church, which is really cool because prophecy is history in advance, which means you can read prophecy and repent before you even sin. You can go, okay, I need to watch myself because this is a tendency that the church is going to be tempted in. And the individual, not a building or organization, and say, you know, I don't want to leave my first love. That's why we talk about abiding all the time, because first of all, apart from abiding, you can do nothing with the Lord. And so with that, when you're abiding with him, you're staying with your first love. That keeps you in tune with your first love. Mm-hmm. You know, when you start out with gratitude, you go into the word that you're hiding in your heart. You start asking the question, you know, where are you speaking to me today in your word? Finally, you say, what are you saying to me about me? And then you remember his finished work on the cross. I mean, what a powerful encounter with him. But that's like remembering over and over again on a daily basis, you know, your first love. And it kind of keeps you there, which deals with the issues that happen with the first perspective of mm-hmm. the church of Ephesus. And then also not tolerating, and we have this mindset quite often, about, you know, just got to be peaceful. There is, as a matter of fact, I want you to hear this retired bishop. You have that, the archbishop there. We talked about a doormat. Did you get that? Oh, my goodness. You got to have that. You no, didn't get it. No. But this retired archbishop says, if you keep acting like a doormat, they're going to treat you like a doormat. You know, and Jesus didn't act like a doormat. He was bold. He spoke in authority and he obeyed the Father. And understand that they didn't tolerate the teachings of the false apostles.
Mm-hmm.
And they just didn't deal with the Nicolaitans. They just they hated it. And God mm-hmm. likes the fact that they hated it. So somebody says, you're not supposed to hate. Well, Jesus is saying right here, I really love you, how you hated those right. folks who were hating on my people and hating on me. And so he's talking about the church of Ephesus. And then the church of Thyatira, you know, dealing with the issues, like I said, of false prophets. It's like, you know, everybody seems to call themselves a prophet. And truly to me, it's just like, just let it be found out over a period of time.
That's right.
And you should be amazed, as everybody else is, that God would even use you. And so in the context of that, but each of these things, you know, the Laodicean church that is thinking that everything's okay, but they're asleep and they're mm-hmm. they're poor, naked, and blind, and think they have no need of nothing. And the sleeping church, and it's like, so the first thing that happens in the context of this is that judgment begins in the house of God, and judgment is not, you know, no one cries for judgment. You've got to hear that. You've got to hear that because it is the word the Lord had given me about that. Because when you just hear it right up front, it's like, who wants a gavel coming down on their head? Who wants to be sentenced right. to death? Who wants this confinement? But truly, judgment is just getting things back in their order again. So if we're out of order, and the consequences for being out of order is eternal damnation and separation from God, is like, hey, order, you know? Right. And that happens for you at the cross of Christ. When you go to Jesus and say, Lord, I want to lay down my life and make you the Lord of my life. I'm going to accept you as the only way to God. Forgive me of my sins. I'm going to follow you. The gavel still comes down, but it came down on Jesus Christ. So Jesus takes that judgment that was due you and me. He takes that. But if we are out of order and we don't go to Jesus, that gavel is going to come down on us. And so run to the cross, you know, and understanding the context of that. And so, but judgment beginning understands, like, God's just going to bring some order in his church. But he does say that he's going to remove your lampstand mm. if you don't get an order. You're going to have the same bed of suffering as Jezebel, this false prophets, if you don't, that misleads my people. You know, it's not going to end well over and over again. So, you know, you have all these doctrines going on, but just read the revelation of what he says. It's not going to be good.
That's right.
And so, and read Matthew chapter 7. He says, many people are going to come to me thinking that everything's pretty cool because they worked hard and gifts moved through them. And he's going to say, I never knew them. That's what he's going to say. So you want to know God and you want God to know you. And so once you come through that, and then you're coming into Revelation chapter 4, you're looking at the revealing now. The church has been dealt with. You're looking at the revealing of the Lamb of God, the Holy mm-hmm. One, because you had God's got this title deed to earth, this scroll, and on the scroll it's got seven seals. And on these seven seals, whoever can open these seals is the very one that can redeem the earth. And this, they looked around, they looked in heaven, they looked on the earth, they looked in the sea, they looked everywhere, and they said they couldn't find anybody that was worthy to unloose these seven seals. So they began to weep and they began to cry. And they said, wait a minute. And they pointed to Jesus in the heavens. They said, listen, he's worthy. He's worthy to unloose these seals. I mean, think about that. He's worthy to redeem the earth. That's how awesome. People are trying to belittle Jesus Christ. Understand, he is going to get the title deed to earth. To earth. That's how awesome he is. That's why we say he's worthy of all wisdom and power and majesty and wealth and just everything. He's worthy of all of our admiration. And he's going to get the title deed to earth of the Father. And they're going to say, listen, he's the one that's worthy. Worthy is the Lamb, they cry out. Worthy is the Lamb. Because the revelation hits. It's like, there is somebody that can reclaim and redeem the earth. There is somebody that can open that scroll and bust those seven seals. It's Jesus. Mm. That's how powerful that is. And so all of a sudden, the Father goes, here, son. And Jesus takes that title deed to earth with those seven seals. And the process of redeeming this earth and getting rid of all these things to the point of even making kings will make war against him as he's beginning to deal with. And you think about it, it's a progression. We're going to talk about this more after the break, but understand it's a progression of the love of God using minimum force necessary to gather as many as possible into his kingdom before final bowls of wrath are poured out on this earth. You got to hear. Listen up.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Oh, my goodness. Listen, man, what the Lord is doing. If you missed, and you've got to catch it in regards to Ezekiel 38 and 39, make sure you get a chance to go and listen to it. You can go to VFNTV.com and get the podcast. I like to... Yeah, a big shout out to all of our podcast listeners are out there because that's kind of how we are today. Everybody's so mobile. Things are moving so quickly. You need to listen to it when you need to listen to it. Mm-hmm. And you need to listen to what you need to listen to when you're listening to it. And you can do that by downloading our podcasts. Mm-hmm. Just go to VFNTV.com, mm-hmm. click on
click on the podcast.
Click on the podcast, and you get whatever format that you need. What happens, it just gets downloaded into your stuff somehow, and you can play it like you play a record. No, a CD. I'm sorry, a CD.
What's a CD?
Download, I guess. And you can, and it's just really cool because then you have it. Think about this. You know, remember all the years that, yeah, buy the tape. Buy the, we're giving it to you. There it's you yours. Yes. Have it freely.
Free.
You know, freely, the Lord's given it to us. We give it to you. Go to VFNTV.com and download the podcast today. Your future may depend upon it. Speaking of trophies for humility, you know, I was so I had a wonderful time to be able to have lunch with Pat's son Jonathan, and he played football really well. Mm. Well, he had to. He's you know his dad.
His dad, dear Lord, no choice, Lord.
Help him always do well in sports.
It's in the genes, man.
Right? Is that what you call that?
That's what he said.
That's what he said.
And Jonathan to talk.
Yes, even his dog has a Saint shirt. So
yes, he does.
Of course, the dog's like. I'm a Pittsburgh fan. Anyway, so Jonathan and I are having lunch, and he was telling me about his trophies. He got two medals.
His medals.
He got medals. He's a really good player in football, flag football, and he got these medals. And I said, "Whoa, what are the medals for?" And he says, "They're for humility." I'm like, tilt. I'm like. Okay, so do you get it, but you can't show the medal? I mean, how do you get a medal? How do you get a medal for humility, right?
And Jerry goes,
does it come with a blanket? And he's going, and Jonathan's going, I'm shooting for four. A word of knowledge out there for those that are handing out medals for humility. That might be counterintuitive.
Counterintuitive.
Is that something? Oh, my goodness. Today we want to be, for humility, Mrs. Jones in our church congregation. She's the most humble woman around. Thank you very much. I worked very hard for this.
And I'm going to work even harder for the next recognition.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT. Light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're talking about revelation, the revelation of Christ. And in many people were talking about, you hear people talk about, you know, pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib. Of course, we're in pan-trib. It's all going to pan out in the end. Mm-hmm. It is going to be whatever God decides for it to be. And everybody knows in part and prophesies in part, but even Jesus said that only the Father knows when these things are going to take place. And, you can hope, you know, but when you look at America and how blessed we are, and you look at the other nations that are going through great tribulations and imprisonment and persecution, it's almost narcissistic to think that we're going to make it out of here without suffering some sort. But I don't mind. I mean, I'm all for that. You know, I'm not going to kick and scream that I don't get to go through that. But you think about it. So here they are. They're in heaven. And you can read about this in Revelation. And it's and understand that the earth needs to be redeemed. All these problems, all this, as you can see, it just increases. And they start looking around. They can't find anybody that's worthy to be able to redeem the earth. It's like the title deed to your car, title to your house, whatever. It's a title deed to the earth, and so they're looking around. They can't find anybody, and they begin to cry. And this is what it says in Revelation chapter 4. He says, this is what they tell him. They said in Revelation chapter 5, verse 5, he says, then the elder said to me when John was talking, do not weep. See, the line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scrolls and all seven seals. Mm. In other words, he's able to redeem the earth. Think about it. That's just powerful. Judgment began with the seven churches in the house of God. We can actually look at prophecy in advance and go, okay, God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. No matter what people say about it, it applies. Mm-hmm. We begin to deal with that part of our lives and say, dear God, I don't want to leave my first love. I don't want to follow false prophets. I don't want to be in sin. I don't want to be dead. I want to be, you know, understand my condition and know that I need you every step of the way. And I'm going to have confidence. I'm not going to let people tell me that it can't be redeemed, because I already know now by reading Revelation chapter 5 that there is a title deed to earth. God does have it. And there's going to be a moment in time that Jesus said, he don't even know what this time is, But at that moment in time, God is going to take the title deed to earth, and he's going to hand that over to Jesus. He's going to hand it over to Jesus. And at that point, that's the time when all of a sudden, boom, things just start kicking into action, where you start having the seven seals are being broken, the seven trumpets are being blown, and the seven bowls of judgment are being poured out. But understand that if you make Jesus the Lord of your life today, you're going to be on the good side of that paradigm. Jesus wants you to understand that he could just pour out the seven bowls of judgment and end it all immediately. But this great intensity of troubles and persecution is in hopes that even more people will make a decision to make Jesus Christ the Lord of their life before it all is over. I mean, how merciful is that? Yeah. It's called minimum force necessary, because he could just whack us all off the face of the earth. But he's going, okay, let's just going to increase more and more and more. And you'll notice the more increase that happens, there's still folks that say no. There's still people that are just dogmatically held captive by Lucifer, and they are one of his disciples. But there are the people that start getting a clue and start saying, you know what, I want to make Jesus the Lord of my life. And he's holding on to the very last one. Imagine how hot hell is going to be when everything God has done to get you to make a decision for him, and you still love darkness over light. I mean, even when the Word of God, when he's talking about Jesus, when he died on the cross, he says God rescued him from the agony of death, which means it was agonizing. It's not what people tell you. You don't just like, oh, it's eternal. Whether it's eternal heaven, eternal hell, it's eternal. And so all of a sudden, here we are, the earth's being redeemed, and immediately that just kicks into action where this seal, you take one seal off of that title deed, and all of a sudden things begin to happen. But what he's saying in the context of that, the Spirit of God is going to speak to you and give you directions how to survive that seal, which means what's happening with that seal's being broken. And so he may tell you, you know, go left. He may tell you, don't live in that nation. He may tell you, if you just pray right now over this, I'm going to multiply this spaghetti or this wheat or something. I mean, whatever he's going to do. But he's going to lead his people through all of that. As a matter of fact, that's going to be probably a huge thing. But the adversary is going to be looking for you or during that time. And then another seal. But every single time he says, hear what my Spirit says to the church. So he's going to speak to you. That's why we tell you again and again, learn how to abide with God. You need to learn how to you want to hear from the whole body and what's going on, but you don't want to only hear from God through others who hear from God. You want to hear from others. When you hear from God, when you both come together, you can say amen. That's what amen actually means. It doesn't mean the song's over, you're going to have a pot roast. It means that it bears witness with your spirit. That's what God's saying to you. And then after the seven seals are broken, the last particular seal releases seven trumpets. And if you go back to the letter that was written to the church of Thessalonica, and he talks about in Thessalonians that the Lord is going to come back in a twinkling of an eye. I mean, think about it. Just suddenly he's going to come. And you can see now we can have much more ability to see how these things can be seen easily. But understand, he says that when the last trumpet sounds, think about it. What does that mean? Okay, no man knows the day or the hour. Jesus didn't know when the Father was going to give him that seal. But once he hands him the title deed to earth, the seven seals, at that point, that kicks into a process. That was the moment. The moment that it's like a baton in a relay race, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you don't know when that runner's going to get there, but you're getting ready. You're getting ready. I mean, is he going to make it? Is he going to do it? But as soon as that baton's handed off, it's on a countdown going over that finish line. And that's what's going to happen. It's like God goes, go! And all of a sudden, these things start happening. You're looking possibly, you know, 3.5 years, right? Because it's going to be cut in half. And so here, these things are just unfolding, this pressure. But when that seventh seal comes off the title deed to earth, you're looking at trumpets start coming out. And you think about these trumpets, you know, each of these trumpets represent different things being loose, but he's at the last trumpet, the seventh trumpet sounds, when the angel sounds that seventh trumpet, understand that looks like the time the church is taken away.
Mm-hmm.
That's the moment.
Yeah.
When that happens, because you look when you're looking at this, this is exciting to me. This is what I live for, is eternity. And I want you to begin to think about and live for eternity so we can be faithful in this time that we've been given. But he says right here, he says in Revelation chapter 11, verse 15, he says, at the seventh trumpet, he says, the seventh angel sounds his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven which said, the kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord and his Christ. That's us, the church. And he will reign forever and ever. Understand that last trumpet, that's the suddenly that happens where everything shifts. It says, okay, now it's time for some bowls of wrath. Mm. Now some things are going to be poured out you wish had never happened. When all that wrath happens to this earth, at the end of this, all of a sudden, coming down out of heaven as a new earth, new heaven, new earth, new Jerusalem adorned for eternity. I mean, think about that. We're so close. I feel in my heart, we are so close. I mean, you can tell that the adversary is cranking things up, trying to use technology to do whatever he can. But let me tell you something. These are great days for the church. If you don't know Jesus Christ, this is the Jesus, the one, the only one who's worthy to redeem this earth because he paid the price, the ultimate price. And he don't know, just like a runner doesn't know when the baton is going to be passed to him in a relay race. He said, listen, only the Father knows the time this is going to happen. But guess what? It can happen today. Mm. It can happen tomorrow. I mean, it can happen anytime the Father God wants it to happen. But as soon as he hands that over, immediately the seven seals are happening. At the seventh seal, the seven trumpets are happening. At the last trumpet sound, that's when the church is going to be taken away. And we're going to be with him forever. And guess what? When he comes back after these bowls of wrath are being poured out, he's going to come on a white horse. And all those who are with him are be riding with him. Think about it. This is just awesome. And he's coming, and we're riding with him into this whole realm of saying, you know, we're going to rule and reign with Christ. Has anybody not told you that? Has somebody told you the book of Revelation is too confusing? Understand, the book of Revelation is a revelation of Christ, Jesus mm-hmm. Christ. When you understand Revelation, you understand Jesus, and you understand everything that he did. And it's the only book that says, blessed is he that reads it. I want to encourage you to begin to pray. Say, dear God, speak to me. I want to begin to break down and just read the book of Revelation. I want to understand who you are and how awesome you are. I want to understand how the Father sees you and what you really did to redeem all mankind and earth. And I want to see and understand this title deed, this sealed document, title deed to earth, these seven seals, seven trumpets, seven bowls, and the redemption of the church and everything that you're going to be doing. God, teach me. And I just pray the Lord will just give you dreams and visions, and all of a sudden you're going to be hungry and crying out, dear Lord, come quickly. Come redeem your church.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them at VFNTV.com. Visit our sponsors today. We have all their contact information, their phone numbers, their web addresses. They're ready to hear from you. Visit our sponsors and partners at VFNTV.com. Become a partner today. It's you partnering with us, giving and sowing financially, that makes this all possible. VFNTV.com.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.